From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiations on a major trade deal have ended for now without agreement. At a news conference late Friday, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the 12 nations involved have made significant progress and are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach. Negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership have been underway for years, and the deal was thought to be close to completion. This week, trade ministers gathered in Hawaii to move the complex deal forward. The TPP could cover 40% of the global economy. No date has been set for the next meeting on the agreement, but the trade minister said work on resolving the problem areas will go forward. The Taliban has released an audio message from new leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour, intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says all decisions will be taken in the light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advise his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. He said Mullah Omar gave him all the responsibilities while he was alive, so he is simply continuing with the mission as instructed by the late leader. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. This is VOA News. Ebola experts are hailing the development of a highly effective Ebola vaccine, but they are cautioning that widespread availability of the vaccine is still months away. World Health Organization expert Marie-Paul Kearney told reporters that the vaccine may indeed avert major epidemics in the future, but warned that it will be a while longer before the shot is approved by regulators.
Analysis translate into a protection of 100% so far, because 0% vaccinated developed Ebola virus disease. But this is with a confident interval between 75 and 100. So it is likely that the true result lies between 75 and 100%.
The WHO's Ebola response coordinator in Guinea, Mohamed Bellocine, said the development should be celebrated, but people should not let their guard drop yet. And Guinea's top government response coordinator, Saiboka Keta, has expressed hope that an effective vaccine could lessen the stigma against Ebola sufferers and their families. A host of investigators are in France to examine part of a plane's wing to determine if it is from the Malaysia airline flight that vanished last year. Lau Chong Lai is Malaysia's transport minister.
We have sent two teams, one team to France, another team to the Reunion Island, to look for more debris and more wreckage at the island.
The section of wing called a flapperon was discovered on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion on Wednesday. The Malaysian airline mysteriously vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing last year. Authorities say there were no survivors among the 239 people on board. Malaysian investigators have said they believe somebody deliberately turned off the plane's tracking devices and diverted the aircraft, but an investigation has turned up few clues. Suspected Jewish settlers are accused of firebombing two homes Friday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four family members. Crowds of people took to the streets in Douma at the funeral for young Ali Said Dawabsha, whose body was wrapped in a Palestinian flag. Many people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. The dead child's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically burned in the fire. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is calling on the International Criminal Court in The Hague to investigate the case. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Mr. Abbas to say the attack was horrific. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.